It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 4Play Podcast. Here we go again. We are gathered here today, seeming like the name of Bazbos, but we're going to try to be friendly. I'm Detox. The 4Play Podcast is not complete if we're not 4 megahertz in the house.
Yo, 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 niggas and niggas, is what's popping, yo.
Blue Magic representing Night Cafe is also in the building.
What's going on? Blue Magic here.
And the only lady in the house who does not feel like we are capable enough to be able to handle her.
Hey. I was so
Scarlett with a double T. I mean, behind the scenes, Scarlett, look at us in the face and tell us, I can handle 3 of you.
I did not say such thing.
I say, hey,
I didn't
is
say such
this
thing.
An Aquaibom thing or this is a personal strength? But it turns out she was talking about intellectual things.
Exactly. Y'all and, just taking you know, the whole thing too far.
Yeah, to be honest, when you say, when once a lady says, I can handle you.
I swear.
I mean, for a guy though, what comes to your mind is, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's about to go
It's
down.
About to go down. Anyway, you know, I was minding my business like I always like to do. Then I found an article. If you're new to this podcast, first things first, let me welcome you specially. I don't know where you've been, Chao. We've gone 2 seasons and this is the 3rd season already. Episode 6. Come on,
what?
Man. Too many episodes for you to catch up. www.coolfm.ng/Kano. And so today, this article fell on my laps while I was minding my business.
Yibam.
Even though young people these days are acting as if their morality scale is on the low side, it turns out young people are having lesser sex than usual. And I'm like, what is going on here? Because this is the era where young people want to be naked. This is the era when girls are throwing their bras away. This is the same era when girls are saying, I don't do undies anymore. It's irritating. You know, everyone is loose these days. Guys are dyeing their hair and acting all wayward. So I was thinking, it's almost like they're handing sex on the hand. Like, take it. Take it. But this study says young people are not having as much sex as previous generations and all. First thing that came to my mind is, this is a lie. But then I thought about it for a moment. So maybe let's talk about this on the podcast. Maybe somebody agrees. Anybody disagrees. Let's start with the ladies first. Scarlett, do you agree? Do you agree that young people right now are having less sex?
Yes, I definitely agree that young people are having lesser sex these days.
Is it because sex is not available? I thought sex was so cheap these days, man.
That's the thing. Like, you'll be thinking sex is cheap because, I don't know, maybe when you were younger, you could just have it.
No, it was so hard to find it. Like, you needed to do a lot. But I feel like right now, you can just
cares.
Get on WhatsApp.
Nobody cares.
And chat with somebody, and then the next thing, they are dropping in your house for some boom, boom,
nobody
pow.
Cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's the same thing that we've been having a conversation of how you send a girl transfer, she doesn't show up at your house. Nobody really cares. Honestly, a lot of people are looking for relationships that are just asexual. Like, they're not looking for relationships that they're sex in it. They're looking for other benefits from the relationship. And then young people are too busy with technology, social media, trying to break generational curses, trying to, you know, get on with, you know, everything that's happening in the world. There's so much. Sex is not one of those things that we're thinking about at this point, to be very honest with you. I know it's possible for you to feel like, well, because a lot of people are wearing more skimpy dresses and, you know, revealing much more body and stuff like that, people are just handing sex down every single time, every day.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different ballgame when you talk about dressing scantily and actually engaging in sexual intercourse with other people. right? But body positivity is a very huge thing these days. People are dressing how they want to dress because they feel like that is the way they want to be. That's the way they want to be. It makes them feel confident and all of that. That doesn't mean that they're having sex on a day-to-day basis.
You know, we're going to come to the transport thing and all that stuff very soon. But for now, you know, when I looked online, I saw something. They called it the sex recession. Hmm. Ooh, what a name.
I tell ya.
But also, something else I saw that caught my attention was there was a kind of an age range to it, right? It's not just young people. And I was shocked at the number they even put it at. It was 14 years to 49 years old. So all of us here in this room are inside this thing together. It's not just young people are not having sex. People are less. It's reducing, actually. And a few things. I think I'm on both sides.
Okay.
Yes. More people are having less sex. And no, it's a big lie. There's a big lie. Why? Because most of these researches that you've said, if you go and take a look at them, most of the times they're in the US, Australia, Japan, Europe.
So what you're saying is there's enough sex going on in Nigeria?
Probably in Africa.
No, I'm sorry. That is even where the sex is not even happening.
Hey,
have you got to South Africa? Have you got to Nigeria?
For here.
Blue Magic, you seem very excited about this conversation.
You love your OAPs on radio. But trust me when we say you will love them even more off it. That's right. Catch your favorites. Give fresh perspective on trending issues. They keep it real. On the 4Play Podcast.
Listen, it sounds... It doesn't sound relatable. I'm sorry. Okay. It doesn't sound relatable because... We have lots of apps for this thing. I mean, even technology is helping us in this situation. We have... Should I go on? We have Tinder and the rest of them that takes care of things like this. Mm. I don't know if you're... And then if you get on this place, you even realize that most people don't even... They don't care about relationships anymore. They care about the sex more than they care about
the
relationship. Get on this app and you realize that you're trying to get to know someone and that person is not interested in getting to know you. They just want to get your number. Do you understand? They just want to get your number and get down to business. And I've also learned recently that if you're on one of these apps and you're not getting to meet someone in less than 2 days of you getting on that app, you're doing it wrong.
I know. I'm not correct.
It's hard to comprehend when the study says young people are having less sex than, you know, their parents or older generation, because there's so many options now for you to choose from.
Exactly.
I mean, like you said, Blue Magic, when you get online, it's like just swipe right. The next thing is they are knocking on your door. Now you can see sex available by their kilometers away.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
You know? You
can... Legends are talking.
You can see it and click and it's business. This is what it is. So are we going to differentiate that kind of relationship from, you know, people who are in an actual relationship wanting to have sex, or people who are even avoiding relationship in entirety, or what is there a connection?
I don't think that this study you saw had anything to do with like ladies or men who engage in sexual intercourse for business.
Okay.
I feel like, especially with the fact that they said young people, which majority of young people, let me say, the majority of young people on that study has to do with like young people who are actually not in the business of offering sex as a commodity.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, makes sense.
If we're talking about young people who are working and, you know, going to school, people who are doing businesses, people who are in organizations, if you look at that demographic of people or young people, honestly, you don't really have that much time to have sex. If you check, if you do a consensus of social media users, let's take social media users for example, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
Yep.
People are literally every single day, there are like 1,001 content creators being born out of social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot tell me as a content creator, because I am a content creator. I also do content creating. It's not, you wouldn't even think about something like that when you're trying to do a day in a life.
So
blog.
People are busier now than usual.
Exactly. People are busier. People are busier, and then sex isn't a lot of people have gotten a lot softer and more emotional, minus the demographic of people who offer sex as commodity.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of people have gotten softer and more emotional. So a lot of people are looking for outright relationships and not just like sex in itself. That is if you're looking at social media demographic.
So you see, that's why I said it's a no and a yes for me. Why? So here's the thing. Social media. I think in that research I saw, from somewhere around 2009 to 2018, some new social media apps came out and websites and all that stuff, and got people busy on social media. Now, people are on social media, but very, very antisocial. They don't even want to meet people because I see a lot of crap on social media. There's heartbreak here, there's this here, there's that there. Yep. Social media, always on social media, so they never get to even meet real people. So how the fuck are you going to fuck if you don't want to go out there? And also, jobs. I think right now more young people are having more jobs.
There's pressure to hammer.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
You, when you get online, somebody's pulling up in a Mercedes.
Exactly. Nobody really cares anymore.
I still don't agree.
Wait now. You're kind of busy with all these jobs and everything. It keeps you down. There's no way you're going anywhere. You're not having sex. But now, on the other side, where I say I disagree, where I'm going with BMO, is a lot of these people are fucking lying, bro. They want to fuck, but they can't. Why? Because they are busy social media and they are trying to blow and this and that, getting depressed. I mean, you're depressed, you want to stay alone, you don't want anybody around you.
Yeah,
so like, you lie to yourself. I don't want to have sex. Fuck, you want to fuck, you're lying.
The end result of your last statement is lack of sex or no sex.
Well,
it will be unfair for us to
take away sex as commodity from what these people are saying, because sex is sex. Whether it's a commodity or not, it is sex. And it counts, all right? And if that counts, then who are the people who are selling this sex? Who are they having it with?
Maybe their older generation.
Like, thank you so much, Detox.
There's been so much of a rise of older men trying to get with
people to have sex. That's first of all.
I do agree.
We also have other genders coming together to form a particular gender for themselves.
That's another problem, actually.
So they're not having sex.
If we're saying that it's young people, what is the age range of young people? You're not going to say that a 14-year-old is giving sex as a commodity now. And moreover, that's not what you're saying is not what I meant. You actually misquoted me. What I'm saying is that this study, which Detox saw, is, let's take that study for people who are outrightly young and are engaging in other things that are not sex. What are they called? People who offer sex.
So,
like,
are you trying to say that people who are engaging in sex don't have other things to do? I think
listen, I picked up something too.
I still, listen.
I'm not understanding.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
I picked up something from what Scarlett have said. I might be wrong, but let me just remind us, to the 4Play Podcast today, it looks like we have a sex problem. So I found a study. I was minding my business, found a study that says young people are having less sex. I was concerned as a big uncle. Like, what? Like, what is going on here, man? What does the future hold? Is this the end of the world?
Wow.
You know, I'm really concerned here. But, I mean, have young people find a substitute for this sex as we know it? You know?
Somehow.
Could that be another thing?
I think with this, I can agree.
Is this so much pornography that, you know, you are not so involved? You don't want to be...
Here's the thing.
Okay.
We are used to sex in a relationship format. But for some reason, people of this age have decided to unmask it and just have random sex.
All of you are not holy. All of you!
And that is what's going on at the moment. And that's why it feels like some people are not having sex. People are too busy to be forming relationships. Because relationship takes time to build.
Yes.
It takes a lot of time to build. And then before you know what's happening, everything is all shambles.
How studies are conducted, which you already know, is they're going to ask you, are you having sex or not? And they'll look at your age and draw conclusions. So,
and people have the choices to
say, people
to lie or tell
have
the truth.
More young people have said no, there are not. That's why this so whether they're in a relationship or not, they are not having sex.
Wait,
and they are young people.
I want to be sure. Is it INEC that conducted this? Because I need to know.
Wahala, wahala, wahala. But you guys didn't answer my question. Have young people found substitute for sex as we know it?
Now,
are they masturbating more now than usual? Are they more sex toys? Are people more open to watching more porn now? Because this, I mean, if we have so much access to this, scientifically, it would affect your, you know, interest in sex as we know it.
Yeah. Now, I think some people have found something, and most of those researchers, like I said, most of the times they're not never in Africa; they're always outside there. And some of them blamed gaming and social media, just two things. But as I said, more young people are getting to work these days. So by the time, mostly a 9-to-5 job, by the time you start in the morning and the evening, you don't even have time most times for yourself, how to rest and sleep. So these things are taking away the hustling spirit and everything, and gaming and then social media. It's taking away these things.
Let's not forget that a lot of ladies are using dildos. Let's not forget
that also.
Ladies have always used dildos from the very beginning.
Ladies have always
used the number
dildos.
has gone up.
What are you telling me?
That's another research.
A lot of ladies didn't even know about dildos until recently.
The market is on a boom, man.
Yeah, it's a good business right now.
I never thought I'd get online and I see this thing right in my face.
We're having people who do this as a side hustle. They sell sex toys.
Yes.
So what are you saying?
But okay. At the end of the day,
can we please make this thing an equal range? Because you guys will always, for every single reason, throw ladies under the bus. Ladies are not using sex toys. Men don't use sex toys. Men use sex toys. As a conversation, I literally saw an ad on he's a big black American rapper.
That's some big black.
He posted it, right? Of lips that you can literally put on your dick to suck your dick as far giving you a blowjob.
Yeah, so,
and it is there in circulation. People are using. So let's not just say ladies are using because men have become more incapable of actually satisfying women. So there's no other resort than to get dildos.
So your landing statement justifies that there are more women using sex toys.
I don't know about that particular
because
study.
If you say there are more men are not no longer living up to expectation, that means you've left the women with no choice but to use more sex toys.
Yeah, and so it still comes down to
I think for men though, maybe not necessarily sex toys. Not to say there are no men using sex toys, because there are many men using sex toys.
Yeah.
But I think what may affect the sexual drive in men might be more pornography than sex toys.
Okay. Oh, so ladies are using more dildos and men are wanking more.
I think ladies are going both ways. Yeah, you know, touching themselves more now and then. Yeah.
At that particular part of life, I have no idea of it because I do not engage in it. But like your question, what you asked earlier, if there are other things that are taking young people's minds away.
Yeah.
I feel like the primary reason why people have sex besides procreation is for oxytocin, dopamine, flow, and all of those things.
A lot of
like
advantages,
that.
Yeah.
Great. So if you want dopamine, there's this thing called aesthetic dopamine, right? So it's basically like the thing of
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, let's pretend.
It's basically about how you decorate your home. So dopamine literally is what makes you happy, what releases the chemical makes you happy and makes you feel good. Is it feel good, you know, enzyme or chemical, whatever.
So it's gonna give you the same feeling as
some people actually do that just so they're happy, because whatever is in their house makes them have or release dopamine, and other things also cause them to release oxytocin.
I can agree with that when it comes to ladies, but not guys, man. See, men will always find a way to have sex, man.
Exactly. That's what's true. Men will always find a way to have sex.
And I think another thing that's making all this happen is entitlement of ladies. Ah, God.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Yeah. Oh, how does that work?
Well, except if you are saying maybe guys could lose interest because ladies are showing entitlement.
get to explain. It doesn't even blend with the conversation. Entitlement to what?
No, let's look at this. Imagine we agree we want to have sex. Mm-hmm. Why am I paying transportation for you?
Yes. You're not talking. You kill my mood now.
Most of the conversations that happen that have sex around them is not an agreement that, oh, you're coming to my house to have sex. Some men will just invite you, I'll come to the house now.
That's how we do now.
But, so I don't understand. If you cannot open your mouth and have regular sex,
let me ask you.
You want to say, come house, may we fuck.
Why you sound nice? Why are you taking me magic away? Let me ask you. Very simple question. If I or anybody comes, not me, and tells
you,
Scarlett,
let's have sex.
Nobody see.
Will you say yes?
The funny thing is, there's a way you look at a lady and there are some certain things you cannot just go and say to her face. It's the same thing with men too.
Really?
You can't tell me. It's called self-respect. You see somebody and you know that this person respects themselves. It's not entitlement. Entitlement is when a woman says,
I'll give you an example. I want to come over to your place, you know, so because I'm a lady, you have to send me transport fare.
Exactly.
If we have a situation, we have an affair or whatever, and it ends in, we couldn't agree and it ends, you hear women say things like, I gave him my body. You know this?
Well, those kind of things like
those
that.
Kind of things.
For
like,
example, I sit down on my own. I'm hungry. Yes. And then I call you up and I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. Send me money.
Yes.
That is entitlement with a lady does. But
yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with whether young people are having sex or they're not having sex. That doesn't have anything to do. It doesn't stop the man.
You guys
just said it here that men will find a way to have sex.
That's why.
So if the man, if the one woman does not want to give him sex, he has multiple women that he can always go to get the sex. So it does not in any way reduce a man or stop a man from having sex.
If you and I are chatting or we're having conversations and then I invite you over for a nice time and then you start to bill me, times are hard. Before you know now, I've removed my mind from that encounter.
Exactly.
And before you know now, me and I have joined a list of people not having sex.
All right, so
because of one lady's entitlement.
Imagine a lot of guys that do not have the money for that billing now.
Enough of a guy. He reached out to a certain lady. And the lady, it was supposed to be like a relationship thing. The guy was trying. And then the lady was like, let's go straight to the point. You want me to come over, right? And the guy was like, yes. And the lady was like, 100K.
Emotional damage.
But she's obviously taking advantage of that situation.
It's not entitlement.
What is the meaning of this entitlement here, please? Can someone go into the dictionary? Let me check the meaning of entitlement. If I reach out to a girl
and we're talking about, say we are outrightly request for sex and you give me an amount, if I'm not comfortable with you, I just move on to
entitlement.
Maybe you have something you are selling and that's you and your
thing. But seriously, how is that not entitlement?
Yeah, you know I mean, it's like me too. I can give you conditions to come to my place.
Yes, like you can. You must dress well, wear heels, or maybe if you. That's not entitlement. That is just what the package is about.
Okay, the package.
Entitlement has, that's a whole different conversation. Like what I mentioned before, you're on your own and you expect that this guy should do this thing
because. You expect things to be done to you because you're a lady.
Because you're a lady or because the guy is looking for you. No, it doesn't make any sense. And the thing is a two-way thing, Seth. It's not like it's a ladies thing only, that ladies are entitled. It's a two-way thing. Men too are fucking entitled.
Please, let's
fucking
have the
entitled.
Oh, yeah,
a man will call you at 9 p.m.
For real,
and is expecting
men
you
be
to
entitled
pick
too, though.
Fucking expect. Fucking entitled human.
What is the solution to this less sex that young people are having? Should we accept it as the new norm? Or is there something that can be done to get people more engaged?
Yes, it should be the new norm, please. We're getting a lot of unnecessary baby mama drama.
We need to procreate now.
When it's time for you to procreate, they had sex to bring us here. No, when it's time for you to procreate, you procreate.
But how will you just wake up and start? You need to be prepared.
Do you know how the level or the height at which HIV is getting in Nigeria?
Oh, yeah.
HIV is a sexually transmitted infection, which literally means that the primary way it is it gets transmitted, English is hard, from one person to another, is through sex. So if there's lesser sex, there's
going
to be less, you know,
and there'll be lesser procreation.
And have less sex.
There'll be lesser
procreation. Have less sex.
But there's protection. I'm not an advocate for everybody go and have sex. But I'm saying,
and these days we've come to realize that people even enjoy doing raw sex than even what's this thing? Protected sex. Everybody wants to go raw. Everybody wants to go skin.
The feeling is different. You can understand.
Everybody wants skin to skin. So like, if you don't know that you cannot, you're not sure of this person, and you don't want to have any weird disease and push to your name.
So what young people are doing, they're trying to save the world. Oh.
Yeah, we're saving the world. Wow, yeah, go world. Save the ozone layer.
All right, so I think we might just leave it here. This episode of the 4Play podcast was just us. It's just Cruz. We're just having fun, but trying to send message as well.
Yeah.
Scarlett, thank you so much for coming as always. And greeting everybody, especially today. Thanks to Blue Magic for coming to speak to us on this special episode. A massive shout out to Megaheads.
Yo.
No, we need to shout out to Megaheads because he's not always here.
Yeah, I'm always trying.
He's always somewhere around.
But today, Mr. Mega with a double G in here.
Yeah.
He's somewhere chilling.
He's procreating.
Maybe he's procreating. But let us know what you think about the whole situation, all the conversations we've had today. Let us know what you think about. As always, www.thecoolfm.ng/Kanu. And you know we're available on socials, all of them socials you can think of. Just get on there, search for @CoolFMKanu. Give us a follow. We like it when you do that. Peace.
Bye.
See y'all.
1, 2, 3. It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.